فاطمہ زہرا، او فاطمہ زہرا، او فاطمہ زہرا.
After the death of her beloved father, the pains and agonies which Fatima al-Zahra had experienced only continued to grow. Although she was in the privacy of her own home, even there she was not free from the verbal insults from some of the people in Medina. It seems that to some the passing of the Prophet was something insignificant. They grieved for a few hours, but they lived by the ethos that life goes on. Fatima al-Zahra was not only lamenting the death of her Prophet, but this was her father, her genesis, her origin, her everything. He was the one who brought her up after the death of her mother, Khadija bint Khuwaylid. He was the one who introduced her to her husband, the commander of the faithful Imam Ali. He was the one who rejoiced in playing with his beautiful grandchildren, Hassan, Hussein, Zainab, and Umm Kulthum. Above all, he was the one to comfort and soothe her when she needed solace. She left the masjid of the Prophet and his grave and returned to her house. However, she kept weeping day and night out of the separation from her father, a very natural human instinct. Her lamentation did not subside, nor did the flow of tears end. In fact, her display of emotions reached a point that one day, a group of elders of Medina came to Imam Ali and said, "Fatima weeps day and night. We cannot sleep at night, and we cannot find respite during the day. Please tell Fatima to either weep at night and remain silent during the day, or weep during the day and remain silent at night." Ali replied, "I will convey your message to her." Ali came to his dear wife Fatima and saw her deep in sorrow. When her sight fell upon her husband, she became calm, and so Ali said, "The elders of Medina have requested me to ask you to either weep at night or during the day." Fatima replied, "O Abu al-Hasan, my life among these people is very short, and soon I will be departing. By Allah, I will constantly weep until I unite with my father, the Prophet of God." Imam Ali responded, "You are at liberty, you may do as you wish." Imam Ali then built a house for his wife Fatima at the cemetery of Al-Baqi, far away from the houses of the people, and named it Baytul Ahzan, the House of Sorrows. Every day Fatima would dispatch her young children Hassan and Hussein to go to Al-Baqi, and she would then proceed towards the tiny House of Sorrows. There she would sit and weep among the graves, and when night came, Imam Ali would come and take them all back home. During the final days of her life, Fatima's tears constantly flowed due to the pain of separation from her father, and her heart yearned in his remembrance. She would say to her sons Hassan and Hussein, "What happened to your father," meaning the Prophet, "who cherished you so much, the one who sat you upon his back and was most affectionate towards you? Where is he? What happened to your father who did not allow you to even place your feet upon the earth, but rather always lifted you up with affection?" She remained grief-stricken, remembering the sweet voice of the Prophet as he used to recite the Quran, which she would hear until late in the night. Fatima al-Zahra would come to her father's grave and recite poetry, saying, "Such sorrows poured upon me that if they had descended upon the days, they would have turned the day into night." Lady Zahra would also be heard saying, "When someone dies, his remembrance lessens day by day. But by God, the remembrance of my father increases every day. I remember that death has made a separation between us. I console myself upon Prophet Muhammad. Then I say to myself that death is our path, and if one does not die today, then he will die tomorrow." Historians relate from Umm Salama, the wife of Abu Rafi', that she said, "During the last days of the life of Fatima, I was taking care of her. One day her health was good and her illness lessened. Her husband Ali went out to finish some work, and during this time Fatima told me, 'Bring me some water so that I may take a bath and purify myself.' I brought the water and helped Fatima. She stood up and took a bath and changed her clothes. She then said to me, 'Spread my bed in the middle of the room.' Saying this, she lied down on the bed facing the Qibla and said to me, 'I will leave this world today. I have purified myself and no one should uncover my face.' Saying this, she put her hand underneath her head and passed away. When the women in the house realized that Fatima Zahra passed away, they told the young boys, Hassan and Hussein, who had also just entered to find their mother no longer alive, 'Go to your father Ali and inform him about your mother's death.' Hassan and Hussein stepped out of their house calling, "O Muhammad, O Ahmad, today your death has become more severe upon us as our mother has just died." They entered the masjid and found their father Ali and shared the tragic news about the demise of their mother. Hearing the news, Ali was so stunned that he fell down unconscious. Water was sprinkled on his face, and when he regained consciousness, he called out in a grievous voice, saying, "How should I console myself, O daughter of Muhammad? I found comfort in you while you were alive, but now where will I find comfort?" That evening, Ali prepared the body to be buried, only allowing the close family members and some women of Medina to be present. After shrouding the body, Imam Ali called out, "O Umm Kulthum, O Zainab, O Sakina, O Fidda, O Hassan, O Hussein, come and behold your mother, for the time of separation has approached." It is quoted in the book Rawdatul Wa'izin that when darkness covered the city of Medina and the people were deep in sleep, Imam Ali, along with Hassan, Hussein, Ammar ibn Yasir, Miqdad ibn Aswad, Aqil ibn Abi Talib, Zubair ibn Awwam, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, Salman al-Farisi, Buraida, and a few other men brought out the coffin of Fatima al-Zahra. They recited the final prayers upon her and buried her in the middle of the night. Imam Ali proceeded to build 7 more graves around the real grave, so that her actual place of burial would not be known to anyone. The tragedies of Fatima al-Zahra are many. However, perhaps one of the most grievous is that despite being the only daughter of the Prophet of Islam and the leader of the women of the worlds, till this day her grave remains unknown. She is a woman who, just as we read in her visitation, the Ziyara, is one whose worth is shrouded in secrecy and whose grave is also concealed from her followers.